It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have the director of the Southeastern Utah Health Department, Brady Bradford. And, you know, it's been a while since we had kind of a virus update, a coronavirus update. If you haven't noticed or not, there's been a little uptick, not a big one, but a little uptick in the number of cases in Carbon County. In fact, Carbon County at this point, I do believe, is at a moderate level. So we're going to talk to Brady about that, see what's going on, and just kind of find out how things are going as far as all of that is concerned. Brady, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
It's good to chat with you, Dave.
Anytime, sir. So was I right? Are we at a moderate level right now in Carbon County?
We are at a moderate level. Those levels right now are pretty much considered guidance levels. There's not a whole lot of restrictions that come along with low, medium, or high. It just kind of helps community understand what's happening. And we are at moderate. After this last week or so, we may move to high risk on Wednesday, but not quite sure. I have to kind of calculate those last the numbers from the last couple of days.
All right. So now that you've brought it up, let's go ahead and talk about it. We have had a little uptick in Carbon County in case numbers. Is this something that you guys kind of have been thinking was going to happen, or did this kind of catch you by surprise?
No, this is something that we anticipated. I've told a few people that we certainly haven't known exactly what was going to happen. We don't know about all the variants, and we don't know about, you know, everything, even about the regular virus. We did anticipate that we weren't quite done, and that as activities and events opened up, we would see more interaction of people, and that would lead to a little bit of an increase in the number of cases we see.
And at one point, you know, and we talked about this before we came on, is this kind of a homegrown thing, or are people like coming from out of the area or traveling out of the area and bringing it back with them? How is that kind of fleshing out?
So I would say the majority of what's being transmitted now is pretty homegrown. We've had a couple of instances where we, you know, have an institution or a business or a home with a significant number of people in there that one person comes down sick, and that leads to five or seven infections somewhere in there, and that drives the numbers up pretty quickly. But that kind of inter-building, inter-home transmission is still the driver of most of what we're seeing.
Okay, and with that goes, you know, testing and things like that. Testing is pretty much still open. You can go just about anywhere and get a test nowadays, can't you?
Yes.
And then the other question that I have is, let's talk about the vaccine. Now, I asked you the question, are any of these newer cases a Delta variant? And you're not 100% sure on that. Did you say you have seen some of the Delta variant here or no?
We absolutely know that it's here. We don't know the proportion of cases that's caused by Delta variant right now. But we also know that at least statewide, the number of cases caused by the Delta variant is increasing. And I would anticipate that's the same for Carbon County.
Okay. And we also talked about the fact that you're still doing vaccinations basically anytime Tuesday, Wednesday. If somebody wants to walk in to the health department, you guys will take care of them. Is that right? And or they can also call and make an appointment if they would choose.
Yeah, you can call and make an appointment. We still have the option of scheduling that online. You can get some of that paperwork done ahead of time, which streamlines the process a little bit. But if that's not for you, then Tuesdays and Wednesdays, particularly in the afternoon, where walk-ins accepted, we'll be at the Saturday Vibes in Helper on Saturday and a couple of other community events as we kind of go through this celebration season, just trying to make it convenient for people that haven't had a chance yet but would still like to be vaccinated.
All right. And you're still, we've still got plenty of it, and it's still there. If you want it, go ahead and go down there and get it. Brady, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Dave, and thanks for all the chats we've had along the way.
Anytime. Now, before I let you go, if anybody is interested in making the appointment, what's the best way to do it? Give you guys a call? Can they go on the website and do that? What's the easiest and the best way?
I think whatever, you know, someone's most comfortable with. We have a lot of people that still would rather call and have someone on the phone, and that's very easy for us to accommodate. If you'd rather just do it on your device or on your computer. SEUhealth.com, there's a schedule a vaccine appointment button right on the homepage, and it's a very, very easy process at that point.
All right. Brady Bradford, the director of the Southeastern Utah Health Department, thank you so much once again, and you have a great day, sir.
Thank you. You too.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.